It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Extremely dry conditions and intense summer heat caused a devastating forest fire to spread in central Portugal over the weekend. At least 62 people lost their lives as a result of the fire. It started on Saturday in the Pedrago Grande area and continued burning for over 24 hours. Roughly 700 firefighters, along with 350 soldiers and planes and helicopters, worked to limit the damage. In a statement to the press, Prime Minister Antonio Costa said the dimensions of this fire have caused a human tragedy beyond any in our memory. Costa also said he expected the death count to rise as rescue workers continued to assess the damage. Claudia Silva is a reporter for the Portuguese newspaper Publico. She joins me now. Welcome, Claudia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you give us a sense of the size and speed of this fire?
Yes, we had never seen anything like this in Portugal. It has been really tragic. There wasn't such a big tragedy like this like in the past 30 years, and people are just really, really sad. It has been described as hell, and people are really sad because they have seen people losing their whole families, losing their houses, and it has been tragic.
What do the scenes look like around the area scorched by the fire?
As I was saying, everyone described it as hell. There were flames all around the places. And the sky was just black with all the smoke. And some people were trying to flee, and they just couldn't. And they ended up dying even in the middle of the road. Some died at their homes. It has been really, really bad. Some people even died because of the smoke, because they couldn't even breathe.
And we've seen these reports of people trying to flee the fire in their cars, but it was moving so fast. Why was it so difficult for so many people to escape? Was it merely the speed of the fire? Were roads blocked off?
Some roads were not closed, and some people have been blaming that as the cause of some deaths, because there was a road that wasn't closed and there was fire all around, and at least 30 people have died there in their cars, like charred in their cars. And some people were even trying to escape their cars, and it didn't work, and they died at the scene.
What was the capability of fire departments here? Of course, the fire appears to have been massive and may have been difficult to control under any circumstances, but were fire departments able to control things here?
Yes, it was the fire. They always attack Portugal really bad. So just this weekend, there were more than 50 active fires in Portugal. So it has been pretty hard for the firefighters to manage all of this. And some people even said they felt like they were abandoned, because there was a town, a village, that didn't have help from the firefighters. And a lot of people died there. And they said they felt completely abandoned, and they didn't understand why. But there were a lot of firefighters at the scene. There were over 900 there.
And now in the aftermath, Claudia Silvia, where have the survivors gone, the displaced people gone? Are they in facilities? Do they have places to stay? And do they have enough food to eat and enough supplies?
Luckily, yes. The government has been sending their help, and they have been providing houses and even help with the food and all of that, and psychological help too. And people overall in Portugal, they have been really, really kind. They have been sending food. They have been sending their messages of support. And even the firefighters said that they should stop sending food now, because they have so much food that they cannot manage all of it right now.
Claudia Silva, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Claudia Silva is a reporter with the Portuguese newspaper Publico. After devastating fires in the Pedrago Grande region killed at least 62 people, hundreds of firefighters and equipment on the scene trying to deal with hot and wild fires there.